This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Roads are snowy this morning across Metro Denver. There should be some melting through the rest of the day. Metro highs will be close to 40 this afternoon. I-70 is open again east of Denver and to the Kansas state line. The suspect in a murder-suicide at a Jehovah's Witnesses worship center also bombed a local union building earlier in the day Sunday. It appears the attacks were part of a long line of threats against co-workers and union representatives. Both the suspect and his wife had been kicked out of the church congregation, and CPR's Andrew Kenny reports the suspect had raised alarms last year.
Authorities say Enoch Abadaka used a gun to kill his wife and then himself on Sunday and left behind three incendiary devices at the Kingdom Hall in Thornton. In 2021, a former employer reported Abadaka for allegedly threatening to shoot multiple people, including his wife. The employer got a restraining order, but no one filed a court motion to take the suspect's guns. It's unclear if law enforcement was notified at the time of that earlier incident. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new missing person alert addresses cases of missing indigenous people. Audrey Simpkins is with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation.
It is a tool that highlights the need for the community involvement in these cases, and that we really rely heavily and appreciate the community's involvement in helping us to locate these folks.
The new system starts running tomorrow. The Environmental Protection Agency is looking at Colorado's approach to air pollution and whether it discriminates against racial minorities. CPR Sam Brash has more on an investigation that began in March.
A letter from the federal government sent to the state this week says the EPA is looking into the permitting process for major polluters, like the Suncor Oil and Gas Refinery in Commerce City. Residents from the largely Latino neighborhood nearby have long complained about lax regulation. A state spokesperson says Colorado welcomes the review and remains committed to environmental justice. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.